Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Now, the Hope and Courage Collective, a group who work to counter online disinformation and hate, have called on the government to ensure social media companies turn off their recommender systems, which drive engagement but may also amplify posts which heighten tensions and manipulate emotions as well. For more on this, I'm joined by Niamh MacDonald, who's Director of Advocacy and Community Engagement with the Hope and Courage Collective. Niamh, you're very welcome to the programme.
Good evening, Cormac. How are you?
Not too bad at all. What is your recommendation to political leaders and why?
Well, first of all, Cormac, I want to open up with, like, communities pride themselves in being welcoming. And we saw a huge and fantastic response to people standing up to racism and hatred over the weekend. But we also saw from across the Republic of Ireland, Britain and Northern Ireland, over 240 organisations creating an open letter calling for urgent political action to rein in social media platforms. And these organisations included a cross-section of kind of trade unions, local and regional community groups, national organisations, networks, universities, businesses, faith groups. And this letter represents the unity and collective action that needs to be replicated by governments in tackling this problem of kind of online hate.
Mm-hmm.
So what we see is that, like, we saw calls to racist violence were recorded across all social media platforms in the lead up to the riots in Belfast, across England, and as well as in Dublin last year. And in tandem, violent rhetoric, threats and attacks have escalated, and people and communities targeted by hate and racism feel increasingly unsafe and afraid to speak out.
Okay, so it's interesting then that you're zeroing in, you're focusing on the recommender systems. You might explain very, very briefly to people what the recommender system on social media is and what you want done.
So the recommender system, it's the business model of social media companies. It prioritises emotionally manipulative content through the algorithms that drive sharing and engagement. So it kind of, from our perspective, it distorts what people believe to be true, manipulates emotions and kind of heightens tensions. And right now we see kind of social media and video platforms recommend hateful and false and violent content for people to see. And this is, and also, and we know what happens in real lives, what happens in people's real lives are affected by what plays out online. Mm-hmm. So we see this as a very dangerous corner.
Okay, and can they turn them off, the recommender systems, easily, do you know?
I suppose it's about kind of politicians acting quickly and in the interest of the safety of our communities. So this is really a political decision. And we know that in February of this year, Niamh Hodnett from Commissioner Mann did recommend that, but then it changed their mind without kind of telling us. So we feel that there is a possibility. There was precedence of this during the Trump election in 2020. So we know this can be done, but this is the business model of the social media companies.
Okay, but you say it's a political decision. Now, go back to what you said there about Commissioner Mann, because in May they faced criticism, didn't they? They published their online safety code, but didn't curb the power of the recommender system. You're calling on them now, are you, and calling on the government to revisit that decision and change it?
Well, we feel this is a political decision, and we feel that the recommender systems need to be turned off because we can't trust social media companies to self-regulate, Cormac, and that is what is happening. So the recommender system is, it will stop the amplification of hate and being driven to people's phones on a consistent basis.
Okay, go on, sorry.
Go on, no, you're fine.
I was going to say, have you looked at other jurisdictions? Has it happened in other jurisdictions, or is this a pioneering move on your part?
We think it's a pioneering move, not just by us, but by lots of other organisations across the country are calling for this as well. We see that there's kind of hateful content can be recommended on TikTok towards children. We can see the hateful content that's been recommended because of racism and hatred. So this is about us kind of keeping our community safe. And we can see one of your news bulletins there was about threats towards our Taoiseach. So this is about democracy as well, Cormac.
Yeah. So the Commission the Mann say any such proposal in terms of the recommender systems on requiring social media platforms to set the systems to be off by default, they say it wasn't intended to be in the first code. Niamh. And they also say that they recognise that recommender systems can have harmful impacts on users, especially children, mm-hmm. and that the regulation of recommender systems in relation to harmful content will be dealt with under the EU's Digital Services Act. So I suppose they're saying that, that it will be dealt with, that it wasn't supposed to be in the first code. Is that an appropriate and acceptable response in your opinion?
To me, it isn't, because we can see that hateful content is being amplified continuously, Cormac. And the content is being driven to people's phones, this emotionally manipulative content. And we cannot trust the social media companies to remove this. They have removed a vast majority of their trust and safety teams in November in 2023, mm-hmm. just as hate and extremism was increasing in Ireland. So we need tough political measures that regulate social media companies to ensure the safety of our communities and people who experience hate and racism.
What about the argument that's sometimes made in relation to all sorts of vices, that it's not about the vice itself, it's about education around it and teaching young people especially and maybe vulnerable people that this could be damaging or dangerous, or treat with care, educate yourselves around it. Is there anything to be said for that, Niamh, in your opinion?
Well, they're competing against the algorithm of a big tech corporation, Cormac. So as much as we might tell people this is not what you do and this is how you respond and stuff like that, but this stuff is literally being pumped into people's phones on an hourly basis by the algorithm and the recommender system. We cannot, well, education is very important. Critical thinking is exceptionally important, but we also need to establish what are the issues and to reduce them. So one of them is the recommender system. That needs to be switched off. We need critical thinking. That needs to be switched off. And we need to kind of support communities to understand how to respond to this.
Okay.
So there's a multiple prong approach to this, Cormac.
Okay, but you've mentioned a few times hateful content. And
yes.
far right groups use simple mm-hmm. messaging, don't they, as well, to spread disinformation and to spread hate. Now, that's more difficult, or is it, to regulate? Or are you more worried about the exponential nature of social media dissemination?
Yeah, I suppose if you look at it, it's part of the playbook of the far right, is to use kind of emotional content to increase fear and hatred and disgust, and to use simple messages. But again, Cormac, I will just say that they are landed into people's phones without them looking for it. Mm-hmm. So to reduce the impact of that, we need to take the recommender systems away, and then we support communities how to respond. But from our perspective at the Hope and Courage Collective, and the research that we've seen, is that social media, the business model of social media, is driving this to people's phones without them even requesting it. We should not be allowing big tech algorithms to choose what we see. We should be able to allow to choose what we see on social media.
Just out of interest, Niamh, do you get much public support or public traction when you make those points?
Well, as you can see, we made those points in over 240 organisations from across the UK, Ireland and Northern Ireland signed up to this call last Friday. So we get massive support, but it's trying to get it out there, Cormac. Does that make sense? And also we need political support. So we can see that across the political spectrum, people are getting abused online. We can see what happened recently to the Taoiseach. This is happening to people who are experiencing hate and racism in our communities. So this is about us keeping our communities safe and protecting our democracy.
Okay. I'd love to hear from people to 51551 in terms of what they think about your recommendation that social media companies be forced maybe to turn off recommender systems, which drive mm-hmm. engagement and maybe drive hateful content at times as well. 51551 for that. Niamh MacDonald, Director of Advocacy and Community Engagement with the Hope and Courage Collective. Thank you very much indeed for joining us.